Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
Right, well, Tranmere have made a couple of signings so far since the season ended, only a week since their playoff final defeat, but already two players have committed their future to the club. One of them is Adam Buxton, who signed a two-year deal, and the other joins me on the line now. It is Mitch Duggan, a product of the academy who made four appearances for the first team this season. Mitch, welcome to the show and congratulations. Was it an easy decision to sign for another 12 months?
Yeah, of course. It was a very easy decision. I've enjoyed my 2 years so far being a professional at the club, and I was ready to sign again and get going as soon as I can in the new season.
How big a season has it been for you? Because you made those four appearances around about September, October time, brought into the side by Paul Carden and then played a game or so under Mickey Mellon as well. And I think you really began to show the fans what you could do.
Yeah, it was an important season for me. I wasn't really in the team at the start of the season, and then Paul put me in for a few games, done as well as I could, stayed in for a few games, and then when the new gaffer come in, he was always going to bring his own players and played a few games under him, and then went out on loan. But I can only respect the gaffer's decision to send me out on loan, because it got us to near promotion, and hopefully we can go one step further next season.
Yeah, well, how do you think that loan spell has benefited you then? You've been at Warrington playing, ironically, under Paul Carden, who was caretaker manager at Tranmere and then got the job there. Has it been a really beneficial period for you?
Yeah, of course. It's always it's only going to be a positive to go out on loan. And playing the games for Warrington, played nearly 30 games, I think it was, men's football, week in, week out, and it can only benefit me in the future, and I really enjoyed it there.
What do you learn as a young lad playing football and playing games week in, week out, where there is so much at stake? 3 points every week as opposed to maybe just plodding along in the Tranmere. There isn't a reserve side, but plodding along in that kind of group of players who don't get in the first team squad quite, but still need to retain their fitness in case something does come along.
Yeah, that's one thing. Match fitness, that's one reason to go out on loan, so you're not just sitting around and just wasting away, really. But you learn a lot of things when you're not on loan, because the 3 points, as you say, do mean a lot. It's just, when you play in the youth team and reserves, they don't mean not on your, you can play and just like really like drag along and not really give it all. But when the 3 points on the line, you learn how to win games. You could be 1-0 up going into the last 10 minutes, and you're just digging in, winning games, and you don't really get that in the youth team or the reserves, and it means a lot to the lower league clubs like Warrington to win the 3 points and try and go as high as they can. Really, we missed out on playoffs by, I think it was 4 points, so we've done really well this season, and like I said, the 3 points are massive to all the teams.
Well, you mentioned there you just missing out on the playoffs there, and for yourself as well, a frustrating end to the season because you were sent off, and that meant you missed out on possibly being involved in Tranmere's playoff push as well.
Yeah, I was gutted. I knew if we were to beat Southport in the second to last game of the season, then I had a thought that Mickey would change the team and throw a few young lads in, and of course he did, but unfortunately I was sent off the week before, and when all the lads were playing at Maidstone, and I was sat at home, and I was gutted that they were all playing and I wasn't, and they've done well, and I just wish that it was me, and like you said, I could have been involved in the playoffs.
Well, yeah, because of Vaughan's injury against Southport. So did Mickey say anything to you about that?
He didn't say anything personally. Just I just knew that I had messed up really. But I think I'll just learn from it in the future, and hopefully next season I'll get a chance to play.
Well, you've got that 12 months and you're going to have competition from Adam Buxton for the right-back slot, but you're a player who can play in several positions, can't you?
Yeah. I can play in a lot of different positions, and I think that's only a positive. I can fit in anywhere, really, if anyone's injured or we need someone to play in a position. But like you said, Adam is a very good player and a very good right-back, so I think he'll keep me on his toes, and hopefully I'll keep him on his toes as well.
Absolutely.
And we can push each other.
Absolutely, and there's Lee Vaughan as well, if he does sign a new contract after recovering from his broken leg, to come back into that defence as well. So where do you see yourself next season? What does it hopefully entail for you?
Hopefully just play as many 13 games as I can. I'll come back pre-season as fit as possible and just push on from there, and hopefully I can get my chance and maintain it this time.
Are you at an age where you think you should be pushing into that first team now as well, do you think?
Yeah, I think I'm 20 years old now, and in football that's not really young anymore. So I think it's time now that I really do have to push on and take a chance and make that first team spot my own.
But you look at a manager like Mickey Mellon, and he's clearly quite happy to give young players a chance if he thinks they deserve it. Ben Tollett became a mainstay of the side before his injury. Cole Stockton, Jake Kirby are a couple of years older than you, but they've played vital parts when available as well.
Yeah, of course. It doesn't really matter how old you are. I think if you're good enough, you're old enough. And Mickey showed that by playing a lot of young players this season. And he just showed it in the Maidstone game that, although the point didn't really mean anything, he wasn't afraid to throw young lads out there. I think there was a few 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds, and he all shown that they were more than capable of playing at this level. It can only help everyone.
It certainly can. So just to look at Tranmere for next season as well, then obviously narrowly missed out this time, finishing second, 95 points, lost in the playoff final. Can they go one better next year? Can they win that league?
I think the gaffer said the other day, because he was new to it, and he just said he knows what the league is like now. He knows all the clubs, and I think everyone's just going to give it their all. As much as he did give it their all this season, I think we will go one more next season and win it. Even if we got to the playoff final again, which hopefully we don't, hopefully we just go straight up, I think the experience of playing at it in the final this season can only help massively if we were to get there next season.
Well, Mitch, congratulations on the new contract. Fingers crossed you are right, and Tranmere do manage to top that National League table in 12 months' time, and hopefully it's a big 12 months for yourself as well.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Radio City Talk.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.